The Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Conley, and welcome to the Fieldhouse at Wisconsin Rapids High School. For today, the Evergreens on the road trying to break a three-game losing streak against the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School Red Raiders. Glad you're with us for game two of our Fox Sports doubleheader. Let's just put this out there right at the start. Some questions about the effort, the way the Evergreens have played the last two games. They lost a game to Wausau East by 4 points. Wausau East is thought of as an inferior team to D.C. Everest. And then they fell by 14 to Marshfield. And one of the things that you have to wonder about that game is midway through the second period, as Marshfield was building its lead and the Evergreens' turnovers were piling up, Coach Corey Heckel pulled some of his starters and put in some of his JV players. Again, that's midway through the second quarter. And even as some of those JV players had some butterflies and created some more turnovers, they stayed in the game for an extended period of time. And again, the Evergreens are suiting up 15 guys, including some JVers, who are up with the varsity tonight. So let's see what kind of effort the Evergreens give as they try and get back on track. When these teams met back in December, what a thriller. A four overtime game, 66-63, eventually won by Wisconsin Rapids. And the frustrating thing for the Evergreens there was the Evergreens had more chances to win that game. They had a chance to win it in regulation. In the first overtime and in the third overtime, the Evergreens had leads and were caught late before they eventually fell behind and couldn't come back out of their hole in that fourth OT. So the Evergreens are hoping for a much better result there. The other thing that lies ahead of this Evergreens team, why you want to make sure that they don't give up, is the next four games on their schedule are all winnable. Tonight against Wisconsin Rapids, tomorrow an afternoon game against Lakeland, and then next week games against Merrill and Wausau West. So the postseason prospects for the Evergreens look a lot different if they could go on a four-game winning streak. But the Evergreens won't get any of those games if they don't put forth maximum effort. So we'll see what lies ahead tonight. This game tips in 1 minute. D.C. Everest and Wisconsin Rapids on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Welcome back to Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Chris Conley. We are sitting right above center court at the top of the bleachers at the Lincoln High School Fieldhouse. It is one of the best views that we have anywhere in the Valley Conference. The Wisconsin Rapids and the Stevens Point Fieldhouse is similar construction. And if you could pick a spot to situate yourself to call a high school basketball game, you would pick exactly where we are. A lot of Everest parents have made this trip, too. We've got a big parent section, big Everest adult section here tonight at Wisconsin Rapids. Wisconsin Rapids, of course, has their star freshman, Philip Flory, already spoken for at the college level. He had 21 points when these teams met before. And you know what? The Evergreens contained him during regulation. Flory really hit up both from the floor and from the foul line when that game got into overtime. When these teams met before, too, it was the best game of his high school career for Stephen Weir. Weir was hot from behind the arc, had 22 points. In fact, that's the best individual scoring result that we've seen for an Evergreen player all season. Wisconsin Rapids in the home, white, trimmed in red. D.C. Everest in the tragic black with Evergreen's green and white trim. Rapids is in third place. If Rapids would like to catch Marshfield and move into second place, they cannot stumble tonight. Getting a look at Philip Flory. He's about to be introduced to the crowd as we're getting ready for the opening jump here. Flory's a big kid. He's 6'3". You can see why a college coach would like him. You can see why Marquette has taken him already. Philip Flory's got a very fast first step. Something that I noticed, though, seeing him play for the first time back in December when these teams met. Philip Flory has a good outside game. So, I mean, he can pop from 10 or 15 feet. That's all within his range. He can also drive to the basket. But when he drives, yes, he has a very quick first step. He also tends to push off. A lot of times when he starts that move, you'll see that elbow or that arm extended, or you'll see him lower that shoulder. So he's already got the good quick step, and of course he's going to score a lot if the man who's trying to defend him is pushed back a half step or so when he starts his drive to the basket. Someday, Philip Flory is going to run into a referee who's not going to let him get away with that, and he'll pick up a couple of quick fouls, and that'll change the way that game plays and is unfolding. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting D.C. Everest Sports. Kyle Kurtenbach will be jumping center for D.C. Everest. And I think they're going to have the freshman Philip Fleury, who is among the starting five. I think they're going to have him take the opening jump. Nope, Riley Presley will. Presley was good for 17 the last time these teams met. All right, glad you're with us for game two of our Fox Sports doubleheader. It's Everest and Rapids. Ball's in the air. Let's light this candle. Rapids controls the opening tap, and we're underway. It's tap back to Riley Presley. Evergreens come out man-to-man. Rapids goes over to the left side. Tom Olson thought about the three, decides to take the three on a hesitation, and Olson hits. He opens the game with a straight-on three, and Rapids has a quick 3-0 lead. Riley Peterson comes out for the Evergreens, takes the ball into the front court, half court man-to-man. Down low to Cornish, kicks it back out as he drew the double team. Now to Nick Sierakowski, who picks up his dribble. Goes back out to Stephen Weir. Weir earns the start here, probably because of the big game he had the last time these two teams met. Weir has the ball now, and Fleury is guarding him. Works around to Van Grinsven. Evergreens are deliberate here. Weir looked to drive, gave it up. Riley Peterson back out. Evergreens looking for a cutter here. Now goes the pass down low to Kurtenbach. He's double-teamed in traffic, goes back out. Kurtenbach wanted to put it up underneath. Now a hanging, running shot from Nick Sierakowski. That was pretty. Nick Sierakowski created off the dribble and floated in off the backboard for two. It's 3-2 Rapids. Pass goes down low to Presley. Presley is double-teamed, kicks it back out. Goes around to his teammate, Alex Bezenauer. And now here comes Presley again driving. He was cut off. Get the ball over into the hands of Philip Fleury, the freshman. Now over to the weak side. Tom Olson thought about driving, works it around. Here's a long three from Alex Bezenauer. Rims out, no good. Rebound, Evergreens. Up for the rebound was Chris Cornish to clear the boards. 6.5 minutes to play, first period. Rapids 3, Everest 2. Evergreens have the ball. Clear out here for Peterson. Drives in, and he's blocked. Peterson had the clear out. He was going to the basket. It was swatted away by Riley Presley. All right, keep an eye on that, because that happens from time to time to freshman Riley Peterson, and sometimes he gets gun-shy to take a shot after that. Blocked out of bounds by Rapids. Everest inbounds underneath. Stephen Weir, three ball straight on, just rattles out, and the Evergreens save the possession to Sierakowski. Nope, taken away by Rapids, and Alex Bezenauer into the front court, driving, got a whistle, and two free throws are going to come up here for Hunter Langhorf of the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders. See who they've got for the foul. Foul's going to be on Stephen Weir. That'll be his first. Actually, they're going to say that it was Fleury who was fouled in the act of shooting. And his first free throw is no good. Fleury will get one more. Fleury was a very good free throw shooter when these teams played the last time. Made a lot down the stretch. Gets the second of two there, and it's 4-2 Rapids. 2 minutes gone by in the first quarter. Nick Sierakowski brings the ball up for D.C. Everest. Now over to Riley Peterson. Now finds Sierakowski down low. Nope, that's a bad pass. Tipped away and stolen by Wisconsin Rapids. Disrupted by Alex Bezenauer. Right into the front court to Fleury. Fleury looks to drive on Sierakowski. Nope, gives it up. Alex Bezenauer looked to create off the screen. Rapids was open for the three. Decided not to pull the trigger. Hunter Langhorf pulled it back down. Working around to Bezenauer. Now to Fleury down low. High off the backboard. That's too strong. Rebound for the Evergreens. Kyle Kurtenbach clears the boards. Freshman misfire there. Went in much too strong. Evergreens now pass down low, knocked away, looking for Chris Cornish to create. Evergreens, though, save the possession. Riley Peterson tracked it down near the half-court line. The Evergreens run another play. Peterson's got his dribble, goes around to Stephen Weir. Weir pushed off, and that wasn't called. He was thinking about driving. Now to Sierakowski, back out to Weir. Spot up, three ball, and he missed that one. Weir is 0-for-2 from behind the arc. Rapids gets the rebound. Hunter Langhorf clears the boards. 4-2 Rapids, and the Red Raiders have the ball. Bezenauer goes around, back into the hands of Philip Fleury, but he's at the circle up high. Fleury gets it back, lets a three ball fly, and the freshman hits. Fleury's got four. Rapids now up 7-2. We think the Evergreens don't want to fall much further behind here. Kyle Kurtenbach in the front court now. Sierakowski clear out, give and go. Back to Kurtenbach. He's got the size. He scores, and he's fouled. Evergreens needed that. Rapids built up the five-point lead, and the Evergreens are going to have a chance to cut right back into it. That was a clear out there for Kyle Kurtenbach. Took the ball right to the rack, and he's going to get himself to the free throw line as well. Foul will go on Riley Presley. And with a successful free throw here, Kurtenbach will cut it to a two-point lead for Rapids. And he missed it, left it short. Rebound comes to Rapids and Tom Olson. 7-4. 4.5 minutes to play in the first. Basenauer walks it up court, pass down low, double team in traffic, waiting for the double team to come, and then putting it up and in was Riley Presley. Presley was patient underneath. Two of the Evergreens, both the defenders left their feet there, and then Presley went up and got the easy bucket. 9-4. Rapids is off to a good start here. Riley Peterson works around the perimeter, now to Grant Van Grinsven's hands, his first touch of the game. Goes to Kurtenbach. And now to Riley Peterson. They guard Peterson. In fact, they swarmed on him as soon as he picked up his dribble. Had to give it up to Stephen Weir and now back to Van Grinsven. Evergreens have made mistakes when they had the ball this year by picking up their dribble. Here's a pass down low to Peterson in traffic, and he's partially blocked again. And now we've got a whistle and a loose ball foul. What's that going to be? It's going to be a loose ball foul against the Evergreens. Called against Kyle Kurtenbach. And the Evergreens are going to make some substitutions here. Eric Brummond comes in. Jake Giebert comes in for the Evergreens. 3.5 minutes to play first quarter. It's 9-4. So again, Coach Corey Heckel not liking what he sees from his starters, making a change here. Philip Florey picked up his dribble, goes over to Riley Presley. Presley brogs in, and he's blocked. Jake Giebert got up there and blocked the big freshman. Nice defensive play. Evergreens come back the other way. No numbers. Pull it out for half court. And now Grant Van Grinsven looks to drive in traffic, kicks it out. Here is Brummond from the corner and rattles it in for a basket. A three from the corner. Evergreens needed that. 9-7. 3:15 to play, first quarter. That three was big from the baseline. Brummond will get some more playing time here. Tom Olson goes around up high to Riley Presley. Rapids off the screen, trying to set up the three, decided not to shoot it. Now here comes the three ball from the left side. Tom Olson, a miss, out of bounds. That stays with Wisconsin Rapids. They'll inbound underneath their own basket. 9-7, and the Red Raiders will inbound underneath. Riley Peterson comes out for the Evergreens. Jake Giebert will stay on the floor along with Van Grinsven and Sarakowski. Inbounds pass goes into the corner. Now looking to drive in traffic is Riley Presley. Too strong. Rebound Evergreens. Chris Cornish clears the boards. Under 3 minutes to play. Evergreens can tie or take the lead with a three here. And now up high, Brummond works around to Van Grinsven. Van Grinsven is guarded by Florey. Now swings to the weak side again. They set up Brummond for another three. He misses that one. Defensive rebound. Empty trip. Well, a one-and-done trip at least. Boards were cleared by Riley Presley. Presley's got a height advantage at 6'5". Gets the ball here, spotting up tall, works around. Jason Wiernick came in on the last stoppage for Rapids. Wiernick's distinctive. He's got the big knee brace on his left leg. Driving in, that's too strong, and there's a miss. Alex Basenauer, too strong. Nick Sarakowski got the rebound. Goes over to Grant Van Grinsven. Evergreens with another chance to get even here. 9-7. Rapids has the lead. 2 minutes to play. Nick Sarakowski looking for a cutter underneath. Works it around to Van Grinsven and now to Giebert on the perimeter. Giebert posts up high to Brummond. And the Evergreens still playing the perimeter game here. Looking for a cutter underneath. Here's a bounce pass down low to Van Grinsven. Grinsven with a shoulder fake and still had his shot blocked by Flurry. Now driving back the other way. Got a whistle and a foul as Tom Olson was out of control going to the basket. They're going to say that he was fouled, though, before the shot. So Olson will not get free throws here. Foul will go against Nick Sarakowski. His first three on the team. Rapids will inbound underneath. Rapids with a long inbounds pass to Philip Flurry all the way out at half court. And Grant Van Grinsven guards him. Flurry's got the dribble, works around into the corner. Rapids, like so many teams in the Evergreens play, has a height advantage. The Evergreens just not very tall this season. Alex Basenauer, here's a pass down low, height advantage. There's a block as Jason Wernick was going up for the basket. Clean up top. They're going to say he was fouled down low. Body contact there. And he's going to get a pair of free throws. Foul will be called against Jake Giebert. And Jason Wernick will shoot a pair, trying to build on his team's two-point lead. Stays at two. First free throw is a miss. Evergreens Basketball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where you bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Also brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports, and they're wishing all area athletes a successful season. Jason Wernick has one more free throw coming for Rapids, and he missed that one too. Evergreens get the rebound. Jacob Stroik clears the boards. This is the Evergreens' third possession where they could tie or take the lead. See if they can get over the hump here. Nick Sierakowski's got the ball. Sierakowski's on the near side, still has his dribble. Sierakowski now at the left hand, goes over to Brummond. Evergreens cut up high. It's into the hands of Jacob Stroik, and now back to Van Grinsven. 1 minute to play in the quarter. 9-7 Rapids. Evergreens with the rock. Here's Stroik up high, goes around to Kurtenbach. Now finds the cutter, kicks it back out. Stroik thought about the three, now steps in. Long 15-footer. Left it short. Open, pretty good look. Brummond fighting for the rebound. It's loose in the corner. Rapids controls the loose ball. 45 seconds left. Rapids going up tempo right into the hands of Fleury. Fleury looked to drive, cut off by Van Grinsven. Spins. At least he didn't push off that time. Thought we had a whistle there. Nope, we're playing on. Here's a long three. Philip Fleury missed it. Offensive rebound. Comes back out to Fleury. Looks to drive. Left hand. That's too strong. Kurtenbach gets the rebound for the Evergreens. Rapids got two cracks at it. Did not score. Coming back the other way. Fleury tries to disrupt that pass. Goes out of bounds. He was unable to control it. Evergreens almost turned it right back over. Got 21 seconds left, and DC Everest will inbound underneath. The Evergreens have been stuck on seven for a while. Yeah, this is a two-minute dry spell for DC Everest. Van Grinsven will inbound underneath his own basket. Gets it into the corner, and Jacob Stroik. Stroik goes out high to Brummond, now works around up high. Grant Van Grinsven. Evergreens are going to hold for one here. 15 seconds left, and the clock is moving. Two ball ties it. Three would give them the lead. 9 seconds left. Clock still running. Van Grinsven, they set a high screen for him between the legs. 5 seconds. Looks to drive. Got the shot. He scores. And he's fouled. The Evergreens have tied it and will have a chance to take the lead. Van Grinsven with a runner through the lane with 2 seconds left, and he's going to get himself to the free throw line. Basket counts, which ties the game at 9 apiece, and Van Grinsven will have a chance to give the Evergreens their first lead with just 2 seconds left. Beisenhauer fouled him. Van Grinsven has the ball in hand. His free throw is good. Evergreens 10, Rapids 9. Rapids got to feel a little frustrated about that. They've outplayed the Evergreens for most of this first quarter, and they're going to be on the short end when the final horn sounds at the end of our first quarter of play. Rapids will have to go the length of the court with 2 seconds remaining before this first quarter comes to an end. Evergreens put in Max Mladic now to give themselves a little more height. Chris Cornish comes out. Mladic's a big body there. Rapids inbounds at three-quarters court. This is from half court. It will count if it goes, and it sails over the top of the backboard, bringing the quarter to an end. DC Everest on the late three-point play from Grant Van Grinsven has a 10-9 lead over Wisconsin Rapids. Back with the start of the second quarter after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Wisconsin Rapids Fieldhouse. We're at Lincoln High School. I'm Chris Conley. Like I had said in our pregame show, the Evergreens will play 4 games over the next week. From this Friday to next Friday, they'll be in action 4 times. And all 4 of those games are winnable depending on what kind of effort the team puts forth. The opponents are Wisconsin Rapids tonight, Lakeland High School tomorrow back at the DC Everest Fieldhouse, a Tuesday game on the road against Merrill, and a week from tonight, a Friday home game against Wausau West. All of those teams are beatable. The Evergreens could snap this 3-game losing streak and go on a 4-game winning streak. So far, after a sluggish start, the Evergreens played a little bit better towards the end of the first quarter. Second quarter's about to get underway, and D.C. Everest will have the ball with a 10-9 lead. Nick Sierakowski is back out there along with Riley Peterson. Sierakowski inbounds to Peterson, and our second quarter is underway. Bounce now to Kurtenbach, foul line extended, now dribbles, pulls up just beyond the foul line, and Kyle Kurtenbach scores! Kurtenbach created there off the dribble. Evergreens by 3, 12-9. Wisconsin Rapids kind of needs an answer here. Here's Jared Halber, who's playing for the first time, came in between periods, goes back out to Fleury. Fleury's got his dribble, bounces over to Jason Wiernick. This is a taller look for Wisconsin Rapids with Fleury, Wiernick, and Riley Presley there. And there's a bad pass over Presley's head and taken away by Chris Cornish. Evergreens try to capitalize on the turnover. Now to Riley Peterson. They tried to set up a screen for him. The Rapids defender fought through it. Go around to Kurtenbach and Riley Peterson. Now into the corner. Stephen Weir is back in. Weir bounce pass down low, and that's a travel turned over Chris Cornish. Cornish got the rebound at one end and turned it back over on the other. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For more than 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in today for your wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all your hunting needs at Baseman's Shoe and Clothing. Rapids trails by 3. They have the ball. 7 minutes till intermission. Jared Halber, he's cut off along the baseline. That's a tough 10-footer. Passed off to his teammate there. Alex Basenauer has just scored. 12-11. Back and forth we go. Evergreens clear out for Sierakowski as the ball go off the leg of one of the Rapids defenders. Evergreens will keep possession and will inbound along the far sideline right in front of the Rapids student section. Nice contingent of Rapids students coming out here to cheer on their team. Why not? Rapids comes in at 11-7, 5-4 in league play. Nick Sierakowski's got the ball. Switch off on him. Sierakowski picked up his dribble. A little bit of trouble. Finds Riley Peterson. 6.5 minutes to play in the half. Evergreens up by 1. They have the ball. Stephen Weir works around the perimeter to Cornish and now to Peterson. Thought about driving in traffic there. He was hoping for a foul. He's bailed out on a late whistle. Peterson's shot again looked like it was partially blocked, and they're going to say that he was hit down low. Jason Wiernick is going to get called for the foul. It was kind of a late whistle, too. Riley Peterson gets himself to the free throw line for a pair of shots. His first is good. One more coming. Tonight's Evergreens broadcast is brought to you by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Glenray Radiators. Second free throw is good. Riley Peterson extends the lead to 14-11. Evergreens. Philip Fleury has the ball for Rapids. He's guarded by Grant Grinsven. Squares up for one of his teammates. Hitting a three straight on is Jared Halber. They overplayed on Fleury. Halber had a little bit of a seam there and got a pretty good look. His three ties the game at 14 apiece, 6 minutes to play in the half. Evergreens try and free up Peterson for a three. He doesn't pull the trigger, didn't get his feet set there on that weak side screen. Instead, he goes back to Sierakowski, now to Stephen Weir. Weir looks to drive in, cut off, goes back to Sierakowski. Here's a pass down low to Cornish, banging down low. That's pinned off the backboard, no call. Cornish gets the rebound, no good. Getting the rebound underneath, got a whistle and a foul. Loose ball foul coming against Wisconsin Rapids. Evergreens got two offensive rebounds there. Kyle Kurtenbach was the last man to come down with it. Kurtenbach was fouled by Philip Fleury. Fleury's first. It's a non-shooting foul. Loose ball foul. Evergreens inbound underneath. Team fouls are even at 4 apiece. Inbound pass goes to Stephen Weir. Thought about the 3. Instead kicks it back out to Kurtenbach. Weir has not really had an open look so far in the game. Set up a screen for him. He looks to drive. Weir spins in the lane. Called for a travel. He made the basket, but he shuffled his feet. That's the right call. Could see it from up here. Turnover, D.C. Everest. Right back to Wisconsin Rapids. Rapids has not had the lead in a while. In fact, the Evergreens led since the start of the quarter. We're 2.5 minutes in here to the third, the second quarter. Rapids works around Jason Wiernick, now up high to Hunter Langfor. On the perimeter now to Basenauer, looks to drive in off the screen. They could have had a three ball there. They decided to pass up the shot. Working around the perimeter, Fleury is on the bench right now for Wisconsin Rapids. Now here's a long three from the near side. Basenauer, that was a little out of his range, too long. Evergreens get the rebound. Came long to Nick Sierakowski. Evergreens looks to go up tempo. Sierakowski takes it himself, lost the ball, and was partially blocked. Sierakowski was falling behind. Long outlet pass the other way. And the Evergreens give up an easy basket the other way. Didn't get back on defense. Hunter Langhoff scores. And Rapids retakes the lead for the first time in 3.5 minutes. They're up 16-14. And Nick Sierakowski is trying to go coast to coast. Evergreens, Riley Peterson down low to Kyle Kurtenbach, who scores. Riley Peterson, good sense of the court there, and a nice assist for the freshman Riley Peterson. Back to even at 16-16. Rapids around the perimeter. Tom Olson passed down low, stolen away. That was a bad pass. Was looking for Jason Wiernick. Instead, it was taken away by Chris Cornish of the Evergreens. Halfway through the second quarter, 4 minutes remaining. Evergreens swing up, long pass underneath to Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach drew the double team and now goes back out to Sierakowski with the left hand too strong. Sierakowski was a little further away from the basket than he thought when he started his drive and left the shot short. Wisconsin Rapids gets the rebound. Three ball the other way for the lead. Off the back bracket, but an offensive rebound for Jason Wiernick. Wiernick blocked up high by Chris Cornish. Ball goes out of bounds. Who does it go to? To the Evergreens! Who got up high there? Chris Cornish. Tell you this, the bigs are having their fun in this game. Inside is like a no man's land. Blocked shots all over the place for both sides. Max Mladic comes back in for DC Everest, getting a little more height. And Jake Giebert comes in for the Evergreens as well on the stoppage. Tied 16-16. Jake Giebert swings it up high now in the corner, Riley Peterson. Peterson finds Giebert, foul line extended. Looking to drive in is Van Grinsven. Van Grinsven almost had his pocket pick. He recovers, doesn't have his dribble though, and now bounces out to Riley Peterson, saving the possession for the Evergreens. Giebert in the corner. Giebert picked up his dribble. That's dangerous. Gives it over to Riley Peterson. Peterson has his dribble. Thought about driving in. Draws the double team. Almost freed it up for Weir. They collapsed back on him. Riley Peterson now again looking to create. Got Max Mladic, a big man in there. Van Grinsven splits. Defenders blocked. And they're going to say that he was hit down low. Grant Van Grinsven, one of the better free throw shooters on this Evergreens team, got himself to the foul line by driving to the basket. Foul is going to go against Tom Olson. It's his first. Five on the Rapids team, and Grant Van Grinsven will shoot a pair. First is good. Evergreens basketball brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. Step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Van Grinsven looking to make one more, and he missed that one. Ball is loose. Offensive rebound comes long to Wisconsin Rapids. Hunter Langhoff. One of two from the free throw line leaves the Evergreens with a 17-16 lead. Philip Florey came back in during the last stoppage. Now Tom Olson looks to drive. Hangs for a 10-footer. That's pretty long range, hanging along the baseline. That's a tough shot, and Tom Olson just made it. Made it over Riley Peterson. He's got five, and Rapids now has a one-point lead. 18-17, that's our fifth lead change. Riley Peterson thought about the three, not quite open. Philip Fleury is guarding him. Goes over to Van Grinsven. Van Grinsven, picked up his dribble. Still able to find a man. Now to Max Mladic down low. Mladic draws the double team. He's blocked from behind, and they're going to get Philip Fleury on a foul. Mladic drew the double team. He didn't realize that Fleury was coming up behind him. And as he went up, Fleury swatted that ball away, but got a lot of arm and shoulder too. That's Philip Fleury's second. And let's see what Max Mladic can do from the free throw line. He's got a pair here. One will tie. Two will give the Evergreens the lead. Mladic's first free throw is good. Mladic's a big kid, 6'4". His free throw kind of looks like a line drive. Jacob Stroik will come back in. Nick Sierakowski will come back in. Peterson and Weir will sit for the time being. Tied at 18-18. And one more free throw in hand for Max Mladic. He got them both. How about that? Mladic has seen only limited playing time. Nice to see him get both of his free throws when he made his way to the free throw line. 19-18 Evergreens, 2:20 to play in the half. Philip Fleury's got the ball for Rapids, guarded by Van Grinsven. Works around to the far side, Hunter Langhoff. Now off a screen, thinking about driving his base now where he's cut off. Gives it to his teammate, Riley Presley. And now works around to Basenauer again, who picked up his dribble. Able to find Fleury. Fleury unable to drive. They're trying to get a switch off here. Now down along the baseline. Presley is cut off. Rapids is working from that corner, trying to get something over to the weak side. Under 2 minutes to play in the half. Here's a long. This is a two, and it is left short by Hunter Langhoff. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Rapids. DC Everest ball. 1:48 to play in the half. The Evergreens have a one-point lead. Evergreens basketball brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral needed at the new Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Evergreens looking from Lodic down low. Ball is loose. Bodies on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball. Ball was knocked away as Mladic received it. Coach Corey Heckel up off the bench thought that Mladic was banged pretty hard, wondering where the foul is. Now, Mladic didn't just drop that pass on his own. He was hit from behind. Alternating possession goes to Wisconsin Rapids. Red Raiders will get the ball with a minute and a half left until we reach halftime. And Philip Fleury has it. Grant Van Grinsven guards him. Try to set a pick. Fleury drives, got a whistle. They're going to call a foul on the floor against Grant Van Grinsven. They're going to say he reached in. Evergreens have fouls to give before halftime. That'll only be the fifth team foul. And actually, they're not going to call that on Van Grinsven. They're going to call it on Chris Cornish. Rapids to inbound underneath. Bad inbounds pass taken away. Stolen by Chris Cornish. Evergreens try and run. Bounce pass to Sarakowski. He's blocked. And they're going to say he was fouled. The Rapids fans thought that was clean up top. Referee disagrees. And Nick Sarakowski... You know, Sarakowski's been banged around a lot in this game. He's going to get his way to the free throw line. Would have been the third time that Sarakowski... Yeah, actually, they're correcting it now, that the last foul, last time down the floor, was on Grant Van Grinsven. And Nick Sarakowski here is going to get a pair of free throws. Sarakowski's first is good. That extends the Evergreens lead out to 2 points. Alex Beisenauer picked up his second team foul for Wisconsin Rapids. That's what's put Sarakowski on the line. His second free throw got them both. Evergreens 21, Rapids 18. 1:14 left until intermission. See if Rapids is deliberate here. Beisenauer brings the ball up the floor. You know, Rapids has had a couple of turnovers last time. Pass goes down low, double team down low, scoring and a basket. Oh, you know what I don't like about that call? The ball went down low and Hunter Langhoff scores, but the foul that's going to send him to the line for a three-point play is called by the outside official, not the referee underneath. The official who calls this foul on Jake Giebert is standing out at half court and blew his whistle. And the referee who's got the play unfolding right in front of him along the baseline didn't call anything. Beisenauer's basket counts and he goes to the line. He'll have a chance to complete a three-point play which would tie the game, and his free throw is good. That knocks us at 21-21. Clock is moving now as the Evergreens have the ball, and we go under 1 minute to play, second quarter. Sarakowski's got the ball, works around to Van Grinsven. Van Grinsven frees it up to looking for Stroik, trying to set up Stroik for a weak side three. He hit a couple before. It's knocked out of bounds and last touched by Wisconsin Rapids. So the Evergreens will keep the ball. Now they're going to put Riley Peterson in and take Nick Sarakowski out. It is Van Grinsven who will throw the ball in along the far sideline, about 25 feet away from the basket. Goes right into the corner. Goes back now to Riley Peterson. Peterson goes up high to Chris Cornish. Working around now here to Kurtenbach. And now to Riley Peterson again. 40 seconds left. Peterson's got his dribble. Goes out to the top of the key. Now works over to Van Grinsven. Van Grinsven's guarded closely. Looks to drive in traffic. Hangs. Left it short. He was looking for contact that was not called. He kind of hung there and got caught in no man's land, and Rapids gets the ball. 20 seconds left, and Wisconsin Rapids can hold for one shot. Tie ball game, late first half. Jared Halber's got the ball. Halber, thinking about the three there, was Beisenauer, pulls it back out. 10 seconds left. Beisenauer's got his dribble, but he's 25 feet away. Set a pick now as he drives on Van Grinsven. Floats too strong. Rebound to the Evergreens with 3 seconds left. Now to Peterson from half court. Would count if it goes. It does not go. And these teams played a dead even first half. 21-21 as we reach intermission. And I get the feeling this is going to be a competitive and evenly matched second half, too. We've got some history between these teams. You recall they played 4 overtimes before Rapids got a 3-point win when they met back in December. And this game, at least at intermission, seems just as tight. We'll take a quick two-minute timeout. We'll come back and look at our first half leading scores, and we'll preview upcoming Evergreens broadcasts when we come right back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.